From Spark and Anvil and Trailforge, this is Shelter, in Chapter 1 of the Trailforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The rain had started an hour ago, and a wet, shivering hiker had given up on staying dry. That was when Shelter, a small marmot tween in a mud-splashed outdoor tunic, crouched down under a leaning slab of rock and started pulling armfuls of dry leaves out from where the rock kept them. "You're just gonna sit under a rock?" the hiker asked, teeth chattering. "Three walls," Shelter said, not looking up. They packed the leaves into a thick bed on the cold stone floor. Wind, cold ground, rain. That's all that's trying to freeze you. So block three things. They pointed with a small paw. Rocks at your back. That's your windbreak. These leaves are your ground. And the slab over us, they patted the low stone ceiling, is your roof. Rain runs off it, not on us. The hiker crawled in, wary, and sat on the leaves. Shelter waited. Slowly, the shivering eased. The wind that had been carving straight through the hiker's jacket was gone, cut off by the rock. The cold that had been climbing up through the ground stopped climbing, blocked by a hand's depth of dry leaves. And the rain drummed on the slab overhead and slid away down the far side, hitting everything except them. "It's warm," the hiker said, amazed. "It's not even a real shelter. It's just a rock and some leaves." "It's exactly a real shelter." Shelter tucked another armful of leaves against the open side, closing the last gap where wind snuck in. "It doesn't have to look like anything. It has to do three things." They sat back, satisfied. Function over fancy.
Shelter had learned to trust three walls on the coldest night of their life. They'd been small then, and stubborn, and they had built something beautiful. A tall, grand thing of stacked branches, open on every side, because it looked more impressive that way. They'd been so proud of how it looked. Then the sun went down, and the wind found every open side and poured through. The bare dirt under them pulled the warmth out of their body all night, straight down into the ground, no matter how tightly they curled up. By morning, Shelter was colder than if they'd built nothing at all, huddled in the middle of their beautiful, useless, windful palace. An older marmot, gray around the muzzle, found them shaking at dawn and didn't scold them. They just looked at the grand branch tower for a long, quiet moment. "It's a lovely thing you made," the elder said gently. "It only forgot what a shelter is for." Shelter, miserable and frozen, asked what it was for. "To stop three things from touching you. The wind, the cold in the ground, the wet from the sky." The elder crouched and pressed one paw flat to the dirt. "Feel that? The ground drinks your warmth all night if you let it lie against you. A palm of dry leaves would have stopped it." They looked up. "Small and warm beats grand and freezing every single time." That morning, the cold stopped being a punishment and became a lesson Shelter could feel in their bones. Warmth isn't something you have. It's three doorways you close.
Shelter walked to Trailforge at 12, because a place that taught people to be out in the wild ought to teach them how to survive a cold, wet night in it. Trailmaster Fenn, who ran the outdoor workshops, met them at the trailhead and didn't ask them to prove they were tough. Fenn asked one thing. "Storm's coming and dark. What do you build?" Shelter didn't answer in words. They looked around the clearing, walked straight to where two boulders leaned close with a fallen log across the top, and started sweeping dry needles into the gap beneath. Windbreak already there, roof already there. They built the only wall that was missing, the ground. "You didn't build much," Fenn observed. "The land already built most of it," Shelter said. "It made the wind block in the roof. I only had to notice and add the floor." They pressed the needle bed flat. "Best shelter is one you mostly find. You just have to see what the ground and rocks are already offering and finish it." Fenn looked at the tucked away nest in the rocks, then nodded slowly. "You belong here."
A tall kid came to Shelter's workshop one gray afternoon, arms crossed, clearly unimpressed. "I already know how to make a shelter," the kid said. "Tarp, four corners, done. Mine's huge." "Show me where you'd put it," Shelter said, handing over a tarp. The kid strung it up proud and wide in the open middle of the workshop yard. Big, impressive. Shelter picked up a bucket labeled wind and, straight-faced, walked around the open sides waving a hand fan. Then they set a second bucket, cold ground, right under where the kid would lie. Bare dirt, no insulation. Then they dribbled a watering can, rain, along the low edge where it pooled inward. Wind's coming in three sides, Shelter said, ticking off a paw. Ground's stealing your heat all night, and your roof drains toward you. They tilted their head, kind, but plain. It's a big shelter. It just isn't warm. The kid's arms uncrossed. So what do I do? Move it against the wall. Wind blocked. Shelter carried the tarp to the fence line. Rake leaves under it, thick. Cold ground blocked. They piled a bed. And pitched the roof to shed the rain away. They tugged one corner low. It was smaller now. Plainer. The kid crawled under and sat. It's warmer already. Three walls, Shelter said softly. Wind, cold ground, rain. Block those three and you'll make it through the night. Fail even one and the fanciest camp in the forest can't save you. They smiled. It was never about big. It was only ever about those three doorways.
Late in the day, when the yard was empty, the kid came back with a quieter question. When it's just leaves and a lean-to, and it looks like nothing, how do you know it'll hold? Shelter thought about the grand freezing palace and the dawn they couldn't stop shaking. You stop trusting how it looks and start trusting how it feels, they said. Put your back to the wall and the wind goes quiet. Lie on the leaves and the cold stops climbing into you. Hear the rain miss you overhead. They pressed a paw to their own chest. There's this settled, tucked-in feeling, like being held on three sides. And once you feel it, you don't need it to be beautiful. You just need it to be warm. The kid nodded, slow, and Shelter watched the cold worry go out of their shoulders. The same way, years ago, it had finally gone out of their own. And in their chest, warm and certain, Shelter felt the old settled thing again. Three walls, and the wind gone quiet, and the good, safe, tucked-in warmth of somewhere that would hold.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Shelter. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.